I see in others who and what I am. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with meditation. I see in others who and what I am. Now, everything I do starts within me. It starts within my perceptivity of the world around me, and how I, from my within, perceive the world outside of me to be. Really, the world outside of me is a reflection of what I am within. So, I see in others who and what I am. If I am a loving, beautiful, thoughtful, kind, joyous person, I see others loving, beautiful, thoughtful, and kind. If I ever see something to the contrary in that, I immediately stop and I say, whoops, I see others, my reflection. And if I don't like that reflection, I shall go into my index file and pull out good reflection. And then I look at that person, oh yes, they are good. Oh yes. I take out my magnifying glass sometimes and have to look very closely at someone to find the goodness that they are, but it's there. And as I take my magnifying glass and I find the goodness that they are, and then I have that be revealed, and I concentrate on that, and I intensify that, and it becomes a burning, glowing, dynamic force within them, a glowing, dynamic force within me. It's utterly fantastic. It's who I am. And because it's who I am the happiest being on the face of the earth. All the world is a reflection of who and what I am. I see in others who and what I am. I see in others who and what I am. I see in others who and what I am. I tell myself this. I know this. And I'm careful. I'm careful of who and what I am. What thoughts do I allow in my inner beingness? Do I allow thoughts that would limit the world, saying the world is not good, saying the people are not good? No way, no way, no way. Do I say there is war in the world? No. Conflict of any kind? No. Well, what do I say? I say I like me. And when I like me, then I have to see outwardly all that I am. When a little child likes itself, it doesn't go around finding trouble with others. It is always in peace, and others just sort of take on the little child's dominant attitude of peace. When a little child goes around moaning and groaning, the other children are just as angry and just as obstreperous as the little child that is going around moaning and groaning. Now, what do you do? What kind of person are you? What kind of world do you live in? Do you live in a world of glory and beauty and fantastic qualities? I do. Do you live in a world where all the people you see in this world are just so good? There's no room for improvement. There's no thought of improvement. There's no thought of them being better or having more and more of whatever they have. You look around and you see everyone rich. Rich beyond imagination. They are happy with what they have. They are delighted with what they have. And they don't seek more. They don't want more. Because everything that they think about, they manifest and they are enjoying. But they're not thinking about wanting something. You see, that's the issue. They're thinking about being that which they already think about. They have that which they already think about. Now, they are not saying, well, I don't have that situation right now. I don't have that toy that I want. I don't have that toy. They say, that's a nice toy. I see me playing with that fire engine. I see me enjoying that toy. I see me doing that. I see, And lo and behold, they've got the fire engine. They've got the toy. They've got the manifestation of that which they want to think about. Now, I see in others who and what I am. Who am I? I am God. I am the allness of the universe. Everybody is God. Everybody is the allness of the universe. So I see in all who I am. Now, if I really am God, if I really am love, if I really am peace, if I really am the fulfillment of every good and beautiful thing, then the world is the fulfillment of every good and beautiful thing. There's nothing needing correcting. There's nothing needing correcting. I took a peek at the headline as I was going through the shopping center the other day, and the headline had all sorts of unhappy situations. Oh, it was necessary. And it said the government had to do this and things had to do that. And I thought, oh, Herb, you don't need to see the government having to do anything except being beautiful and beneficial and loving to the people. And the government is so loving and so wonderful that it does not do anything that of itself is bad or evil. It does not take advantage of other people. It does not hurt other people. People move to a nation because they want what that nation has. They move to Switzerland because they want to be a Swiss citizen. They move to America because they want to be an American citizen and do whatever Americans do. And Americans speak English. And Americans honor their government. And Americans, if they want to have a different change in activity of the world, they have the government pass new rules or laws about it. But they don't go and try to change the country because they're coming from another country and they want to make that country what their other country. Why don't they stay there? Why don't they stay in that other country and live with that other country that they admire so much? Live in that other country with its religions and its philosophies and its attitudes that they admire so much and that country is known for. And not try to go about trying to change the world by going into some other country because they find a few things the other country wants and then they want to change everything else to what they think is what they're used to. We do that. We do that. The doctors and nurses go into the hospital and they try to change people from being healthy to being sick. Because if people didn't go to the hospital to be sick, then there would be no reason for the hospitals. But doctors are learning that that isn't the real cause of the sickness. The cause of the sickness is by people's attitude. And the doctors are doing their utmost to tell people to be uplifting, smiling, happy, joyful. The doctors are telling people to live in a beautiful way, in a beautiful attitude. The doctors are telling people to see themselves whole and perfect, to see themselves wonderful. So many are doing that now. And they're coming up with it in their scientific studies. They're coming up with it in their pharmacological studies, pharmacological. They're coming up with it by the pharmacy, by the way that they're looking at things. Now, truly, it's not one great instantaneous change from seeing the need and seeing completion. But it's on its way. It's there. And it'll be there. It's there now for you and me who think in a positive way, but it's not there for people who are going to think that it's something to be, something that will come about. How do you want to live your life? Do you want to really recognize and take responsibility for the fact that you see in others who and what you are? I see in others who and what I am. And I see all others good and very good. Yeah, I have a very great problem. And they have a program in the electrical circuit, electrical community, and it's UL approved. And it's this UL that is approved for electrical works, electrical wiring, and all that sort of stuff. It's just a little UL approved term. Now, I like that UL approved because I call it unconditional love. And if I have unconditional love, and I approve of unconditional love, then I make no judgments whatsoever about anybody and what they do. I create people doing lovely, wonderful, beautiful things in my world, and I'm in that world. I'm not in the world where people are doing ugly things. When I served in the Second World War, I went out to sea, and I was on an aircraft carrier, and I was not into shooting. I was not into hurting people. I was not into being mean and ugly. I was an 18-year-old boy. 19-year-old boy and so forth. And I was into just being a lover, not a sexual lover. I wasn't interested in going around manipulating people. I was just being loving of myself. And everyone who said to me, they said, Byerly, how do you think such thoughts? How do you do such things? And I say, well, I like myself. And then I told a story about how I would be sitting out there and the big guns would be going off and I wasn't on duty, which was in the pilot house. I wasn't on duty at that time during that skirmish. And so I took my cot up on deck and I was right next to the gun and they said, what are you doing here? Why are you sunbathing here in the middle of this conflagration? And I said, well, I am at peace. And what are you reading? And I showed him the books I was reading on peace, on gentleness, on love. My God, my God, my God. And they couldn't believe what I was doing. But they saw the results in my life. They saw the results in me, and they wanted to be friends. They wanted to always protect me from the world that they saw. And they didn't realize that I didn't see that world, and so I did not have to be protected from it. I did not see the unhappiness that other people were seeing. I was not appointed to be a gunner. I was not appointed to shoot people. I was not appointed to be in any sort of a dangerous situation at all. And every time anything happened, I was always in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing. And I see in others who and what I am. Others see in me who and what I am. For I am at all times who and what I am. And that who and what I am is good and very good. And that's true of you too. Or else you wouldn't be listening to my words. You wouldn't be hearing these wonderful ideas. And you wouldn't be saying amen to everything I say because you know, as it is the truth for me, it is the truth for you too. Have a lovely day and know that I see in others who and what I am. And it is good and very, very good. I love you. I love you. I love you.